Our story begins on Christmas Eve at a humble little charity called Smiling Friends. Here works a group of gleeful critters dedicated to making the world a better place. They were all in the holiday spirit, that is, except for one nasty yellow one. Charlie, can you help me hang these lights up? Yeah, just give me one sec, man. Oh, come on. Let's spice up the office with these funny decorations. Dude, what difference does it make? We get off work in like 5 minutes. Hey boys, before you scurry out of here, I got a last minute job for you. The job is for me, your favorite character, the boss. I just need a Christmas tree for the office. Uh-huh. That sounds marvelous! A Christmas adventure!
Come on, seriously, it's Christmas Eve, man. I was just about to go home.
It'll be fun, Charlie. One last job to end the year. Oh, this is gonna be great. I can't wait to find the perfect Christmas tree. Which one do you guys want to get? There's a bunch.
Yeah, look, let's just make it quick. I really don't want to be here all night.
What's up with you today, Charlie?
What are you talking about?
I don't know,
it seems like you're agitated or something. I'm not agitated, Pim. I just don't want to be working on Christmas Eve. I think that's a pretty reasonable position to have.
When you're in this mood, I don't know if you realize, but it actually affects everyone else's mood. It brings us down a bit.
Wait, hold on, no. It affects you. No, nobody else, Alan. Are you affected by whatever's supposed to be happening?
Well, I don't really care. Are you affected?
I just want to find a tree.
Okay, so in other words, he's not affected. See, Pip, here's the thing. Just because you are, you know, very positive and cheery about everything does not mean everyone else has to conform to that.
I'm just saying, it seems like you're often in this mood. Like, it's not just a one-off thing. It seems like you're often like this.
What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it was the same with Desmond, wasn't it? I had to get you motivated for that.
Okay. Charlie, you didn't want to do that job, but I had to get you motivated like I often have to do. Okay?
Yeah, Desmond was how many months ago? Also, dude, that's a weird thing to bring up specifically because that was one of the instances where you were not in the best mood. So the fact that you're roping me, Charlie, I'm just bringing stuff up. And it's not just Desmond. It's every job we do. You never want to do anything. It sometimes just gets a bit exhausting. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I could do the same thing back at you. I could throw stuff at you.
Okay, say it. Tell me. I'd love to hear what people are saying about me.
Okay, how about this tree, guys?
Yeah, it's fine. Stuart looks fine to me.
All right, Pim, do you want to chop it down?
Yeah, sure. No, you know what? Let me do it. I'll do it.
Careful, Charlie, Pim. Pim, I'm just helping out. Right? Something that I never do, according to you, right?
Oh, is this putting anyone in a bad mood, huh? Is this putting anyone in a bad mood?
The Christmas tree falls on Charlie. He awakens, groaning.
Welcome to HE Double Hockey Sticks! I am your master now. There is your hell mattress. There is your hell toilet. And this is Jeremy, your only form of hellish entertainment.
Dude, if you do that again, I'm gonna punch you. I'm not kidding.
Well, you're gonna be here forever, Charlie, so get used to it. Blah!
I thought this was hell. Where's the actual fire?
All right. You've worn me down. This place isn't what it used to be. To be honest, Satan's been down in the dumps lately, and he hasn't been managing things well here. As a result, hell's literally frozen over.
Down in the dumps? Wait. I think I could actually help him. That's like what I do. I'm a smiling friend.
But if you try to leave, I'll pierce you with my evil pitchfork. Nah.
That's made out of cardboard, man.
You know what? I put a lot of work into this thing. Just
Just leave. I actually don't want you here now. Just get out of here. Go away. Go away.
Alright, now I just need to find the devil.
Oh, my beautiful grandson!
Grandma, what are you doing here?
I cursed in 1958 when I saw your grandfather being attacked by that rotten burglar.
That seems a bit unreasonable. I don't think you should be at hell for that. Grandma, you wouldn't happen to know where I could find Satan, would you?
Oh, of course. Just go down that scary hole right there. You'll find him at the bottom circle of hell.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Grandma.
Oh, you should have a scrumptious piece of hard candy for the journey, Charlie. Here you go.
No, thank you, Grandma. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
More for me! Ah!
Charlie goes through a series of trekking compilations of walking through. Okay, I'm almost there. I think the biggest surprises are behind me. He punches Jeremy in the throat. Dude, I warned you. I said I was gonna do that if you did that again. As he walks past, there's multiple heads screaming at him.
You're never leaving. This is your final resting place. Time's up, Charlie.
I'm sorry. I couldn't think of anything to say. Nah, there's no pressure, man. It's all good. You didn't have to say anything. All right. Here I go. Charlie arrives at the great gates of Satan's abode.
What is your business?
To make you smile? What's up? The door opens. Not much, dude. So I heard that you were having some trouble managing hell or something like that. So what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just becoming too much work, you know? Look, I've got 100 emails from a Gmail account. There's a bunch of like paperwork I've got to do, which I've been putting off. And you know, on top of all of it, the worst thing is, you know, I don't get paid until the end of my job, which is eternity. It's forever. So it's eternity. So I just don't even care anymore. I just don't care anymore.
I know it might seem a little bit silly, but I think I could help cheer you up and get hell back to normal. I really wasn't ready to die yet, and I was thinking that if I succeeded, you could send me back to Earth. All right, deal. And with that, we're gonna take a quick break. We're just gonna take a quick break on air. You know, a quick message. The following views presented this hour and the previous half hour did not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors of the University of California. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna listen to somebody else. Hold on. We're gonna transition this one out. We're gonna listen to some nice. 1 second. Go.
Thank you.
calls today. That's unusual. You know, I was just reading about how the Renaissance men are coming into town. Who are they? Who's the Renaissance man? It just says here that the Renaissance man are coming in town, and by the looks of it, it's like super soon. It's like really soon. Who are the Renaissance men? So, I don't know who they are. Like, the Renaissance Fair? I'm just telling you what I'm reading here, man. That's all I know. You know, as much as I'm just reading off this thing. It says the Renaissance men are coming in town really soon. Okay. Like ASAP. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is.
Well, the smiling friends, we meet at last.
Hi, who are you guys?
I am Grim, and this is Gnarly. We're the frowning friends, and we just moved in yesterday. How peculiar. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you. So what exactly do you guys do?
So what do you guys even do?
Shut up, man. Good one, Gnarly. I love you, and I love you, Grim.
Let's leave these smiling fools to it. Mwahahaha, mwahahaha.
That's not even a real laugh.
Don't worry, Charlie. I'm sure the boss will know what to do about this.
Excuse me, Mr. Boss?
What's up?
We just wanted to bring to your attention that a new company moved in across the street called the Frowning Fr-
called the Frowning Friends.
And we just wanted...
Frowning Friends.
Yeah.
Should we be worried? No. Don't fret, young Pim. It's just a little bit of friendly competition.
Okay, great. Well, then there's no time to waste, Charlie. Let's go out there and make people smile. Pip, why can't we just wait for jobs to come into the office like we normally do?
Come on, Charlie. Now that we've got competition, we can't afford to sit around in the break room all day. We've got to get out there and get our hands dirty.
What about this guy?
Hello, sir. Why the long face?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off, man. I always wanted to be something of an artist, man. But no one wants to listen to my stuff, man. It makes me angry, man.
I don't mind it. You just need to keep working hard on it, and you'll definitely find an audience. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I just remembered you two little critters told me that it would be easier if I just quit making music and gave up stuff, gave the freak up and stuff, man.
No, we've never spoken to you, sir.
Yeah, no, I've met you two, man. I freaking met you two. You're Grim and you're Gnarly and stuff, man.
Oh no, okay, alright, look, I see what's going on. Now look, those are just two guys who look like us. Yeah, they just look like us.
Man, shut up, man. You're trying to trick me, man. Put smoke into my head, man.
Not at all, man. Man, I don't know what to think no more, man.
Okay, let's de-escalate. No one's messing with your head. Get out of my head. No one's messing with your head. Get out of my head. Let's just put. No, nobody's messing with your head, man. Nobody's messing. Let's go somewhere else.
Hello, Mr. Man. We were just wondering if you needed cheering up today.
Well, the shape of my head causes me constant mental anguish. Does it sound like I need cheering up?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you. In fact, didn't you two just come by and tell me I should feel bad about my head shape and shouldn't do anything to address it?
Dang it, man. They've gotten it everyone.
No, sir. That wasn't us. Your head is stunning, by the way.
No, I've definitely seen you two before. You're trying to mess with me. Get out of me head! Get out of my head, man! Nobody's messing with your head! Get out of my head!
Look, Pim, I get what's going on here. They're the bizarro versions of us, that's fine. But what's their endgame? What's the point of this? It's just making me mad now.
Let's try one more, Charlie. What about that guy?
Oh, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo-hoo!
Hey there, little guy. What's got you upset?
Oh, boo-hoo! It's just that the world, it's so rotten. There's so much hate and evil. 3D Scalded just doesn't see a point anymore. What's the point? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo!
Is there anything that does make you feel better, 3D Squeldon?
3D Squeldon likes balloons.
Well, there you go. Balloon maker right there. Why don't you just get your license? I'm sure a balloon profession will put a big old smile on your face.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yes. But think about how much time and energy it would take to become a balloon salesman.
And it doesn't matter because you will die one day.
Oh, no, but think about how good it feels once you finally did get the license.
But did you know that all of Earth's helium is running out? It will be completely depleted within 15 to 20 years?
Is that actually true?
Mwahahaha! We only tell the truth even when it hurts. Anytime you feel like changing your life for the better, give us a call and we'll put a frown on that face.
Okay, Charlie, I don't think these guys want friendly competition with us at all. Dude, I just looked up that helium thing that he was talking about, and that's true. That's like 100%, like, everything he said was true. It's all gonna be gone.
Alright, guys. Alright, guys, things are looking pretty bleak. I'm down $2.4 billion since this new company moved in across the street. Any ideas?
Don't worry, Mr. M. I had a similar problem when I acquired Wrigley's gum. You should just buy more stocks.
Well, when the American public discovered I'd been filling my peanuts up with toxic pesticides, I decided to go on the Cavett Show and do a little peanut jig. Yes, that's what you need, is a peanut jig of your own.
Yes, a peanut jig of your own, yes. Well, I don't know what that peanut or that fellow over there are saying, but I believe you should try to win back the marketplace with a more competitive business model.
Oh, wow, what a great idea.
Not.
Well, why did you invite us here in the first place if you won't listen to our advice?
None of you are any help. Just get out. Get out now. Bah!
Mr. Boss, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Alan. Just having fun. Why don't you go find a piece of cheese or something, man?
I just need to go to my thinking room for a little while.
Frowning friends, of course. It's genius. Why didn't I think of that?
Look at yourself. Weak. You deserve nothing.
You know what you must do. You must.
I really can't. It's not right.
You must.
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps I should do what I should have done from the start.
Yeah. It was like I've never seen it like that before. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a doctor, so you should probably talk to someone who understands that stuff more.
Hey, what's with all the people?
And that is why you shouldn't try to better your life, because you might fail. So it's easier to frown.
That's not true.
Huh?
Help, that rotten pig man is trying to bully a man like myself. God, seize them.
Alan Glep? They have a better 401k, sorry.
But I just have to note that it was only Pim that yelled something. I didn't say anything.
Now witness the brutal cruelties of reality. Don't look, Charlie. Is this really supposed to be? I mean, I've seen way worse stuff than this on the internet. My brothers, now the next step of our plan shall commence. You must all go and spread the word of frowning. Pretty soon, everyone will embrace sadness, and there'll be no such thing as smiling.
And once that, that's done, we can finally eradicate the planet.
Yeah!
Huh? What did he say? What?
I mean, make everyone on the planet frown. Yeah! Nothing matters because we're all gonna die someday. Hey, no. Please, man, please, I want to live. No, please don't. Relax, man. Hey, wait a minute, man. They don't think nothing matters at all, man. You were scared to die and stuff, man. What the? That makes me angry, man. 3D Squirted hates lies. Boo-hoo.
Right, kind of cringe. Do we still have to detain you? Probably not, man.
Hey, don't cry. You should be happy that your idea was so good that it drives me bonkers with jealousy. That's kind of cool, huh? Oh, wow. Oh, smiling feels good. Ooh, ha ha.
Fire!
Run! Charlie, what was that? What just happened? Oh, the Renaissance man came into town finally. I literally told you at the beginning that the Renaissance men were coming into town. And you didn't believe me. I was thinking, you know, they were going to come and you knew they were going to come and get Grim and Darling with arrows and stuff? No, I didn't know that was going to happen. Who are the Renaissance men? I don't know what that means, because that's not Renaissance. I'm just saying, but they didn't look like Renaissance men. I don't know. That's like a completely different... I literally told you the extent of my knowledge. I knew that the Renaissance men were coming into town. That's it. Okay. Yeah, so... Add seed. What did you guys think of the Frowning Friends rendition? Listen, you're listening to KDBS Davis. I'm Red Heart. This is my show. Life is beautiful. If you want to call it, you can call it at 530-754-KDVS. 530-754-KDVS. Yeah, that was... this is Life is Beautiful. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I didn't really know what to do when I was coming in here, but I figured I would spread some joy. And I hope everyone liked my rendition of the Smiling Friends manuscript. I got a little bit of a sniffle today, but I think that contributed to the characters and their voices. I don't know how distinguishable it was for you to tell which voice was which either. But you know, we do what we can. You know what I mean? When you feel like you can't do anything else, you do what you can. In the words of Boondocks. Yeah, that was a great one. I really enjoy Smiling Friends. We're gonna listen to some more classical music. I think we're actually gonna pull up Ichibata Takaramoto up next, and I hope you guys enjoy what's coming up. See you guys on the other side. Life is Beautiful. I'm Red Heart.
KDVS programming is sponsored by USDA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again, at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Greater Sacramento. Learn more at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention KDVS listeners, how is radio reception of our signal in your area? Drop us a line and let us know. Davis, Sacramento, Roseville, even Fairfield, we'd like to better understand our coverage of the Sacramento Valley. Email your location and reception strength to our general manager at gm@kdvs.org to help us get started. Your support is greatly appreciated.
Experts at the National MS Society have some strategies for taming stress. Simplify your life. Relax. Learn to say no. Do the unpleasant things early in the day so you don't have to worry about them. Schedule rest periods, and finally, learn to laugh at yourself. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a chronic, unpredictable disease of the central nervous system. To find out more about the National MS Society, call 1-800-FIGHT-MS or visit www.nationalmssociety.org.
This organization has something to offer. We're very concrete.
A concrete political structure, whether we call it a party.
And concrete demands and a clear strategy for victory.
Everyone had to be trained on weapons. And so that changed the dynamic. In other words, the concrete conditions began to change the culture.
As well as give concrete assistance to liberation movement.
To you, to all of you, that all of you begin to think in very concrete terms.
You're tuned in to 90.3 KDVS Davis. I want to remind everyone that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. You're tuned in to Concrete, Concrete, Concrete. I'm DJ Sunday Gravy. Today we're joined by some guests. Would you like to introduce yourself? We can use a name, any name of your choosing.
Syl.
Syl. Do you want to introduce yourself as well?
This is Edward.
Great. We've had Edward on the show before. Syl's a newcomer here. We're going to be talking a little bit about the revolution that's being waged, the people's war that's being waged in India right now. We're going to be talking about the Communist Party of India, Maoist, the Naxalite movement, all that. I also want to give you all a minute to shout out the organization that you're a part of if you'd like to. So if you want, and we'll do this again at the end of the hour.
I'm here with Revolutionary Student Union here at Davis. Meetings Mondays at 6:30 if you'd like.
Yeah, and if you'd like, there's information online. I think y'all have an Instagram. It's
at RSU Davis.
Excellent. I'll link all that in the show notes for people who are interested. It'll be up on the website if you'd like to check that out. Yep. Oh, I can turn up your... Can you hear yourself now?
Hello? If you can hear me, that's fine then.
You're coming through. Here's the little speck.